Gavin. So this Easter, support the SPCA's fight to eradicate cruelty. And I mentioned to you, of course, chicks and bunnies are being given to kids as toys over especially the Easter season. And as a result, the SPCA has noted a rise in people give, well, in the wake of the rise of people gifting these animals to children without considering the long-term responsibilities, the SPCA thought it correct to come and chat with us about the responsibilities with such gifts. They are not toys. My instinct, Belinda Abrams, is the Cape of Good Hope Communication Manager. Welcome. It's good to have you. Let me get hold of Belinda. There we go. Belinda, are you there? We go. Belinda, welcome.
Hi, Clarence, and good morning to the Cape Talk listeners.
So my instinct is, yeah, this is quite cool, you know, because it does teach kids about caring for animals, and it's a great start. But you're saying think through it a little more so, Clarence.
Definitely. And I think it's because, you know, rabbits are so cute and fluffy and they have this beautiful appearance. And I think there's a misperception that they're potentially low maintenance pets. And, you know, they have certain needs that young children cannot possibly be expected to meet. So, in short, if you're going to get one, make sure that you've been fair both to the child and to the rabbit.
Yeah, and I think you need to be active as a parent as well in transferring those kind of skills and caring of animals to the kid.
You definitely would, Clarence, because, you know, they're quite squirmy little things. They're as a prey species. They're nervous by nature, and they can bite or scratch when, and of course, when this happens, children react by squeezing or letting go, neither of which is good for the rabbit.
Yeah, so your trend, how did you come across this trend? How do you know people are giving rabbits and chicks to kids over Easter?
You know, it has been our experience in the past, Clarence, where you'll see, you know, a little while after the season has passed, the novelty's worn off, people are, you know, suddenly realizing there's a lot more care here that's needed. Mm. And then we'll pick up the fact that bunnies are being relegated to outdoor cages because complaints are coming in, they've been dumped at shelters, or they're simply being turned loose where they have very little chance of surviving on their own.
And then you've got to pick up the pieces as the SPCA.
Yes, well, typically in those types of scenarios, you know, where animals have been dumped like that, you'd find that the rabbits are mostly unsterilized, and this results in rapid breeding and overpopulation. You know, the expression breed like rabbits is not lost on us. And then, of course, with that, so many welfare issues come to the fore because the rabbits are inbreeding, they fight, they get sick, they're injured, they're attacked by dogs, they're knocked over by vehicles, or they're suffering at the hands of human intolerance.
Yeah, I'm sure there's maybe a better induction process than starting it off with this kind of gift that you've not quite considered completely. But you also mentioned that often these animals that are sold as Easter gifts are sourced from mass breeding facilities. Tell us more.
So it could be that. And, you know, mass breeding facilities wouldn't necessarily take an animal's welfare as a holistic approach into account. So when you look at a rabbit, they love the company of other rabbits. They need a healthy diet, and they need a suitable place to live where they can display their natural behavior. So lots of space to run, to hop, and to dig, and those facilities might not necessarily be providing that. There's also something that's quite unique to rabbits, in that so not only are they highly productive, but they become sexually mature within a few months of birth. They have very short pregnancies, and they produce large litters. So they can become pregnant again immediately after giving birth. So the breeding is rapid, because almost every month you could be sitting with an additional 10 to 14 bunnies. And then, of course, caring for rabbits over their lifetime can cost thousands. So if you are going out or looking at getting a rabbit or a day-old chick for that matter, which there are issues there that we haven't discussed yet, but make sure that you're going to a reputable place. And there are so many waiting in shelters around the country or around Cape Town. So rather adopt, don't shop for one.
I got you. So, yeah, I guess there's other things that people could do instead. Maybe you want to guide us?
So most definitely, do your homework. Do some research and understand what you're letting yourself in for, because a rabbit is not a dog or a cat. You know, as we said previously, they're a prey species. So there's a lot that you have to take into account. And when you're acquiring a rabbit, it's not necessarily expensive, but caring for them is. So, you know, you're going to make sure that you get a secure outdoor enclosure. You're going to need good quality indoor enclosures. You're going to need food, hay, bedding, vaccinations, and vet trips. And, of course, your rabbit will need to be sterilized. So, you know, there's a lot that needs to go into it, as well as the fact that, of course, that rabbits can be destructive. And no matter how much stimulation you provide, they might still prefer your wiring, your books, or your wooden furniture. So they do need to play. They're very clever little animals, and they can become bored and depressed if they're neglected. So, you know, do your homework, understand exactly what you're committing to, and realize that, you know, a rabbit can live for a period of 10 years. So it's not a short-term commitment. That's a lot of cleaning up. That's a lot of, you know, feeding and caring and a lot of money going into rabbit ownership.
Is there an opportunity for people to bring their kids around maybe to the SPCA where they can interact with the animals? I think that's an important part of an induction process before you even decide to go to a shelter and adopt a pet.
So we typically don't provide sort of petting zoo type setups, Clarence, but we have no objective to people coming into the SPCA and giving us the opportunity to chat to their children about responsible pet ownership and the care that animals would need.
I think that's an important thing to do before you adopt. Make sure you understand the implications, the responsibilities that come with it. And we appreciate you. Thank you, Belinda Abram.